Now, this speech was prepared before the national scene became so tense. And some of you who are students of my rhetoric will be surprised to know that I did not author these controversial paragraphs. They have been released, and I will not apologize for them. The content of them is in accordance with my thinking, but the rhetoric is not mine. The president said tonight, in talking about what he was going to do about what some of my critics call the exacerbating effect I may have on the community, I heard the president say tonight, in saying that he would not muzzle me, and I haven't heard from him. I haven't talked to him. The only message I got was relayed by Mr. Haldeman today when he told me that the president wanted to be certain that I knew that he had made no criticism or made no attempts to suppress what I wanted to say. But the president did say this. He said, when the situation is hot, I would hope that the people on my team will profit by my advice and know that that's the time that the rhetoric should become cool. And even though, as I've said, this speech has been distributed in total, if my abandonment of the first two pages of this speech in some small way will help to cool the very volatile situation in the United States, I'm going to do it. And I hope in this way that all of those who are involved in the tremendous wave of emotion that's sweeping the country at the present time and manifested itself in the various demonstrations will exercise the kind of self-restraint that I, through the example of one of the greatest presidents of the United States, I'm going to impose on myself this evening.